Thank you for listening to the Impact Leaders Podcast, featuring leaders focusing on sustainable and impact investment and performance with purpose, sharing their stories, experiences, and advice to increase awareness in the market and highlight best practices in order to help more companies and institutions transition more capital into the industry faster. I am JP Dahlman, founder and CEO of ILM Partners. This episode is part of a special series that was inspired by listeners asking to hear more about some fundamental concepts, trends, and the much needed collaboration for a more sustainable future. So we created this set of five shorter episodes, given the extended lockdown period we're experiencing, in case you have some extra time and want to invest it in learning something new. As you know, I usually interview and feature a specific leader in the industry, but in this occasion, I am being interviewed by my dear friend, Emily West. So she took the opportunity to ask me about a few personal reflections and lessons, further background on ILM Partners and our initiatives, including the creation of this podcast. If you're listening to the series for the first time, please do check the title and make sure you don't miss listening to the other four episodes. I am grateful that you are choosing to invest your time in doing this, since I know that you're going to feel encouraged and inspired. Make sure you subscribe and get notifications from your preferred podcast platform. And do follow us on social media to stay connected. I appreciate your support. It helps keep Impact Leaders going. Enjoy this episode.
So we're talking about reporting and compliance, but really, how does an investment company measure the real impact of those investments in the businesses they're investing?
So obviously there are like many methodologies and ways that you can go about it. And also it will depend in certain ways, you know, on the asset class that you are talking about. But if we just, let's say, use, you know, a couple of quick examples, I think it's good, you know, maybe just to, if people want to listen to the source on the last couple of episodes, I talked to a couple of investment managers that have a global equity impact funds and public equities, and they have developed their proprietary models to measure impact and then report on the impact that, you know, the fund is having, you know, through the portfolio, and then they use they have, you know, for example, use specific reports that are the, you know, ESG reports to start with, but then they have specific reports that the companies create, or they have helped the companies create certain reports that help them, you know, get the information that they need. Let's say in emissions, which is always the one of the easier ones, but there are many other factors. And then many of them then look for a way to have aside from the criteria and the heat map or different models, to link it to the SDGs and the effect that these companies are having on the sustainable development goals, for example. So that's one part. One thing that's interesting, a lot of people that are in the industry say that it's, you know, not as important to measure as much as actually, you know, putting the money in. But obviously, it's, as mentioned about reporting, you know, there's kind of a necessity there. But then one of them, which they do social bonds, is a fund that invests in social bonds. They invest, let's say, in universities, and they even measure the intentionality of the students that have gone to courses. If they have changed their intention to go to university, even if they don't go. So some of the activities go drill down all the way down to that level so that you get an idea again. And then lastly, for example, one of the firms we're talking to is a wealth management company, and they are looking first at the impact that they're having as an organization, and then as a kind of a certain focus or areas, and they're looking, let's say, at the specific product that they have and how that is performing, and how, you know, what is the real impact that is having as a specific fund, to then try to potentially build it into the due diligence process, and then ask the funds they invest in, this is a fund of funds, to potentially use it, you know, at that level, so that then they can, you know, add things up and then report at a higher level. That would be a couple of examples that I can share.
So it's very, some of it is incredibly granular, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So you can go, you know, you can go, yeah, start very high level and then go very, very granular. And then another one potentially, you know, to share that people can look at is, and is quite well known, is the TPG Rise Fund and their, you know, private equity impact fund with several billions. And they have developed their own methodology to also measure, you know, the impact they're having all the way, again, down to, you know, social and environmental effect, you know, through their portfolio companies.
So what is the name of that fund again, in case people missed it?
Rise Fund, as in Rise Up.
Rise Fund. So look at Rise Fund and how they're doing it. If you're a business that has got a positive purpose, a sustainable purpose, is there merit in spending some time and money investing in how you measure your impact, so that you can then evidence that and attract some of these funds that are going into sustainable investing and actually have access to funds that you wouldn't have had access to before?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So I, and if you look at the journey, that was part of, you know, why the podcast also was created. And because, you know, I was talking to the impact founders, which is, you know, the impact, the founders of these impact companies, and they were struggling, you know, because, you know, people, as you know, struggle just to talk normal finance sense, even more if you have, you want to show that you're going to have an impact in the world, right? And actually, you and I did an event on that, and we taught, you know, some of these companies about that, if you remember. So you know, and let's say if there are people that I hope that they listen to the podcast, it's not just people in the financial services industry, is, you know, companies, so that they learn how the investors think and what they're looking for, how they're applying it to their current portfolio, so that then you can understand and apply it to your own company. That was one of the goals as well.
So if a company wants to start thinking about how to do that or where to get started, they should reach out to you, and ILA can also help them with that aspect as well.
Yes. And then, And I was going to mention, we jump in, you know, back to regulatory requirements, etc. It's, again, the UK is pretty high, I think, up on all of these. But as a director of a company, you're going to have huge responsibilities and liabilities if you don't comply and you don't have some of these aspects covered within your company as well. But the most important thing, I think, is a tool, right? So not just doing it for regulation, but really doing it so that your business and your business model is, you know, future fit, you know, and you are sustainable as an organization, and you already can prevent, you know, and be proactive to things rather than reactive.
So, yeah, so regulation, reporting, compliance. What else do you think are the big challenges for sustainable investment as a whole in 2020?
I think the biggest challenge is just to keep the momentum. You know, as you know, I come from, originally was born in South America, and you know, every time I go, it reminds me, you know, how, you know, a lot of people around the world are on survival mode. You know, they have nothing, so and in survival mode, you know, you don't really care about, you know, a lot of things sometimes. So the only challenge I think initially would be, like, if people get, you know, if so many millions of people, you know, lose their jobs, and, you know, people are struggling, etc. So what, you know, if people get into survival mode, you know, how is that going to affect all of these? You know, so we were having a momentum, and down, you know, we risk kind of stopping that. That's kind of one side, you could say. And obviously the same happens if you're an investor, you're trying to keep your returns up and your performance, etc. You know, how is that going to affect the behavior of humans, you know? And again, I'm an optimist, you would say. And what I would think it will happen is that people, you know, it will help people realize that we really need to focus on this, you know, bigger challenge, you know, and this, let's say, you know, climate change, and how all the different parts and all the different participants, can help, not just as a individual investors, institutions, asset owners, regulators. And I think everyone is very clear on that, and people are doing a lot of work already, and that will continue to grow, I think, with emphasis, with higher emphasis and more focus. I remain positive overall. Thank you for listening to Impact Leaders. Impact Leaders is brought to you by ILM Partners and Fast Forward 2030. Please connect with us at ILM Partners for advice on how to transition into sustainable and impact investing. And go to fastforward2030.com to learn how to include the global goals into your business models.